new nomenclature, MASLD and MASH, does not deviate from previous definitions for steatohepatitis with disease staging. MASH falls under the MASLD umbrella, just as NASH fell under the NAFLD umbrella. NAFLD is considered MASLD, and NASH is considered MASH when discussing the findings of this work.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Catherine Tuttle, Executive Director for Research at Providence Healthcare and Professor of Medicine at the University of Washington. On behalf of our study team, I'm pleased to present the study entitled Effect of Semaglutide on Kidney Function, Post-Hoc Analysis of Three Randomized Controlled Trials in Non-Alcoholic Fatty Liver Disease. Chronic kidney disease often co-occurs with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease covers a range of conditions caused by a buildup of fat in the liver, ranging from steatosis to steatohepatitis and cirrhosis. Semaglutide, a glucagon-like peptide 1 agonist, is being investigated in non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, a severe form of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, as well as other conditions, including chronic kidney disease. We use pooled data from three randomized, placebo-controlled, phase 1 or phase 2, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease or non-alcoholic steatohepatitis trials to investigate the effects of semaglutide on kidney function post-hoc. There were three trials. The first included semaglutide 0.4 milligrams daily, delivered subcutaneously for 72 weeks in non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The second trial was a dose-ranging study from 0.1 to 0.2 to 0.4 milligram daily, delivered subcutaneously for 72 weeks in non-alcoholic steatohepatitis with fibrosis stages 1 to 3. And finally, in the third trial, semaglutide 2.4 milligrams was delivered weekly by the subcutaneous route for 48 weeks in compensated non-alcoholic steatohepatitis with cirrhosis. The placebo arms were pooled across the trials, and the semaglutide 0.4 milligram daily groups and the 2.4 milligram once weekly groups were pharmacokinetically similar. The annual slope of change in GFR was analyzed then for the semaglutide 0.4 milligram daily and the 2.4 milligram weekly dose groups versus placebo. And the results were analyzed by a baseline GFR less than or greater than or equal to 75 mL per minute per 1.73 meters squared. The baseline characteristics were similar overall in the two GFR groups. However, those with a lower GFR tended to be older and more commonly had type 2 diabetes. For detailed information on the baseline characteristics, please click the QR code where you can see a table that provides those data. This is the analysis of eGFR slope from baseline to 1 year. Semaglutide is represented in blue and placebo in gray. In the group with GFR less than 75, there was a highly significant difference favoring semaglutide versus placebo. This was not observed in the group with GFR greater than 75, and there was a highly significant statistical interaction between these groups. In the overall group, we also did not detect a difference, probably because the main effect was seen in the low GFR group, which was a relatively small sample size. In conclusion, a potential protective effect of semaglutide on estimated GFR was seen in patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and an eGFR less than 75 mL per minute per 1.73 meters squared. Although this post-hoc analysis had a small sample size, the results support further studies of semaglutide in patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and low estimated glomerular filtration rate. Thank you very much.